Erechim Perek Tes Mishneh Hey. We have to define what is the Bate Orechim. Is Bazunder Exes Hakosuv in a ear Shemukav Chaima that the Batim have the halachas that we just learned in the last four missions. Kol Shul Lefnim Mina Chaima Hareu Kibate Orechim Chutz Mina Sodis. Whatever is inside the wall of the city, the din of a ear Chaima. That's Hukav Chaima Mimois Yeshua Benun has Bazundere Dine Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Gabi Achilas Kotchim Kadaima, before there was Yerushalayim, there was Azora, the din of eating Lamashal Kotchim Kalim and Mais Hesheni in Yerushalayim at certain stages in history had a din to be eaten in all but in all Ari Chaima. So the Ir Chaima itself is a Chalois. What's considered a bias of the Ir Chaima? So here the Mishnah is telling us that it's not just a bayis, it's a dira or any other place to track the Teshmishi Adam. Chutz min asodos, except for an open field. Remei oimer afasodos. Because the din over here is not bayis or yichayim, then it says it's klar, that the din bayis is lav dafka. The Gemara actually brings the drasha, the Rav brings it, the pasuk says, v'kom habayis asher bo'ir. The bayis hashebir we're talking about in the city. So what's hashebir? That teaches us that the bayis is lav dafka bayis. The case that the Rav brings over here is any base merchatz, a base habad. So there's an open area that has no defined place. So it sounds like the Tanakam is makpid that it has to be any something that's a structure. By the way, it doesn't even have to have a roof over it. Boyres, shichinum, oris, or pits in the ground are also mechalalim mufashim say. Chutz min asodos, that's an open area. It sounds like Ramea holds off asodos. That the Rav says Ramea also doesn't agree in principle that since the Torah says bayis, we see that it has to be a confined area, except that he's arguing on, let's say, ground that's not used for planting. It's a place where there's a quarry to dig out rocks. It is an open area, but it's a tzorech habinyan because they take out rocks from there. So over there, well, let's say a place where they take sand that they need for building, that's also tzorich b'niyah, that would also be b'chlal ha-bayis asher bo'ir. So it may be maskim in principle, the machloik is on a kleinikai. Then there's another machloik, is what's called b'toichoye. Bayis ha-boni b'choymo. The house is built into the wall itself. The wall is a thick wall and there's a dira in the wall, because the width of the wall is not considered what's defined in the Torah of Lefnim min HaChoymah. Inside the Lefnim means from the outer wall, because that's the protection of the city. That which is in the width of the wall is considered also the Lefnim. You have this Nidoin, where the Gemara Shtal Su, the Psukim, the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, where the Miraglim of Yeshua Ben Nun, the second set of Miraglim, Kolev, and Pinchas, and it says over there that the house of Rochav Azayna was Kibesa Bakir HaKoymo, Ubachoymo Hi Yeshavis. So it says, Bachoymo Hi Yeshavis, is she considered living in the city or not? The Taishanta brings the whole back and forth of the Gemara, the Gami had if I touch the Pasuk. Mishnah Vav, Ir Shagagaser Chaymoso, a city that the doesn't really have a wall around it, right? Remember that the prerequisite over here is that the city has a wall around it. The city doesn't have a wall, but the outer houses, the Gagin, protects the city. That is the outer surface of the wall, and it's completely arum geringled, completely circled with those houses. So it functions as a wall, even though it's not an official wall. There, she'ena mukefes chaimim emois Yeshua ben Nun, ena kibate ori chaimim. That type of wall, if it's not a deliberate making of a wall, or the wall is a wall from later on, it has to be chal, this din of bayis ori chaimim has to be chal with Klal Yisrael's coming into Eretz Yisrael. There's another thing that's not mentioned over here. What happens if you have a city that was Mukav Chami Mimois Bishur Ben Nun and now the wall is not standing? So the Rav brings a drasha from the Gemara that since the Pasuk says, Asha'en Loi Choyma, there's a Korean exiv, the word Loi could be written, normally it's written Lamed Vav, Ashaloi, it has a wall. But it's written also with an Aleph, there's a Korean Exiv, Ashaloi Cham, it doesn't have a wall. So it teaches us there's a city that's called Loi Mitavov, but it's really Loi Mitan Aleph. In Yiddish, you say an expression when you want to tell somebody, no, Loi Mitan Aleph. So over here you have a Loi Mitavov, it does have Loi Chayma, but it's really Loi, it doesn't have. What's that? That's a wall that fell down, but it was Chal in that place that it's an Ir Chayma because it was Mimois, Yeshua Benun, it did have a wall. Now the Mishnah just tells us information. Ve'elo en bote ore Chayma. Sholosh chatzeroys shol shnei batim mukofes chaim emoyes Yeshua Benun. A city that's taka surrounded by a wall. It has to have a minimal. It can't be a house surrounded by a wall. It has to be a city. What's a city? What's a ear? Three chatzeroys. Each one has two batim. That's not a very big town. It's six houses. And the Mukovas Khamimais Vishumino. And the Mishnah lists off, it doesn't say that these were so small. Some of these were bigger places. But the Mishnah just tells us this is also the same idea that you would have to tell us what's a mukaf choima mimais yeshubinun legabe purim shusha. So it says over here in the Mishnah tells us, Katsura Yeshonashal Tsipoirim. That was a little town that was outside Tsipoiri. So the Mishnah is saying it as a small little town, but Lamaisa, it's an ancient settlement. And it did have a warm Mimais Yeshua Benun. The Chakra Shal Gush Cholov is also some type of small town. Gush Cholov was a bigger settlement up in the north in the Galil. V'yoydafas HaYishono, an old Yoydafas, an ancient settlement. V'gamlo, Gamlo, they know where it is. It's in the Golan Heights. U'gdoid, V'chodid, V'oynoi, V'yushalayim. This is shocking because the Gemara says that there's no such thing as a bias in Yerushalayim being sold that's cholut. Yerushalayim doesn't have the regular dinim of chazor b'yoivul. All the halachas of what yoivul does for selling of fields and houses in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim doesn't have. Yerushalayim is not neschal k'lushvotim. The Gemara says very clearly over here, the Rav brings, and we're not talking about Yerushalayim Eir Kodesh. There was another town called Yerushalayim, believe it or not. V'chen k'yoytze b'hen, any town that's like these, that have these conditions that are met. There's a whole shmuz, if you look at the Tais Yomtiv, based on the Gemara, whether there's a discussion about these towns be made by Yesheni. The Pashtus is that all the halachas that we're learning over here are all be made by Yisrishon, because it's only Bizman Shah Yevil Noik. Pashtus, Yevil is not Noik by Yesheni, because Yevil is only Noik Bizman Shah Rav Yeshveh Oleo. Has to be all Shvatim were there by the time this Aseres HaShvatim went into Golus, the end of first Bais Rishon, before Yerushalayim was destroyed, 100 years before, was already there was no more Yovel. That's the Pashtus. There's a day in the Gemara that what we're talking about, the list over here, were towns that had a wall, not only Mimais Yeshua Benun, but they also had a wall Mimais Ezra. When Klaisor came back at the beginning of Bais Sheni, so we say that the Kedusha, the Pashtus is, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was Nischadish, the Kitcher Shoina, Mimais Yeshua Benun, when Klai Yisrael was taken off into Golus, became Bottle, because that Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is by settling Eretz Yisrael, and the settlement became Bottle. When Klai Yisrael captured Eretz Yisrael, they was captured from them. Kitcher Shoina was Poka, Kedusha Shnio, Kitcher Lossed Lovoi. Now, Luchay, there was no Yev Babai Sheni, so we've spoken out that there is a shita based on other sugyas from Hillel HaZaken that we had earlier. B'chayr, it sounds like Yevil is Noegim B'bayi Sheni. There's one shita that holds in Echanami. The Yevil Taka was Noegim B'bayi Sheni. The other shitas hold that the din of Hiskel Hillel HaZaken over here was only a din derabbanon. On that din derabbanon, also klape that, there could be the discussion of Bayis Orei Choymo Legabe, maybe only on the Rabbanon level, Legabe the Batim by Sheni. And therefore, since the Kedusha Shana became Bottle, the Kedushas Ir Choyma had to be Chal again as a new Kedusha of Ir Choyma, and it had to be that it was Mukav Choyma Mimois Ezra Sefer. Why Ezra Sefer? Because that was the beginning of the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, to say it's Bebaye Sheni.